exceeding guests, representatives, colleges and seminaries, faculty and staff, members of the Board of Regents, parents, students, friends, and especially you, the graduating class of 1994. It is indeed a privilege for me to stand here to share with you a few words of encouragement as you leave these sacred walls. I realize that you have finished your studies here, these sacred walls. Now you are about to embark upon that role as pastor. I would like for you this morning, if you will, to take another examination. I know that you're saying, well, I've had enough of those. I don't want any more. But I would like for you to stand the prophet Ezekiel and ask the question that the Lord will address to you. Come with me, if you please, to the word of God recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 4. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, caused me to pass by them round and about. And behold, there were very many in the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I asked the poor Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Son of man, can these bones live? Son of man, can these bones live? Let us notice first of all the arm of these first four verses. It says that the hand of the Lord was upon me. That was his ordination. And carried me out. That was his presentation. In the spirit of the Lord. That was his inspiration. And set me down in the midst of a valley where it was full of bones. That was his situation. Called me to pass round and about them. That was observation. And lo, there were very many. That was population. And they were very dry. That was sanitation. And the word of the Lord said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? That was interrogation. He said to me, prophesy, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That was information. The prophet, first of all, felt the hand of the Lord upon him. We today would feel God's hand upon us. We would not be able to hold our peace. We would know what the prophet Jeremiah felt when he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. We would understand what the demonology was talking about when he said there's something within that I can't explain. There's something within that banished the pain. All I know is there's something within. Ezekiel, he gathered me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley filled with dry bones. Too often, as Christians and as pastors too, we become too holy. We separate ourselves from the sinners of the world. They don't realize that God sent us out of the world to bear witness to his powerful word. Too often we walk around with our nose up in the air. But the only way that we can help people is we will have to come down off our horses and be able to get in their midst like the prophet Ezekiel. So we see the Spirit of the Lord carry Ezekiel down in the midst of this valley. Notice, if you please, the scene of deliverance. The scene was not in a church. It was not in a temple or a synagogue, nor was it where a church used to be. But the proper church was a valley of open dry bones. The scene where old battleground, where walls were spotted and worn, where the sword and spears lay in display, where the sound of chariots and horses echoed, the bones of humans dislocated all over the valley. This suggests to me, brother preachers, that very often God places us in places that we don't want to go. You see, Ezekiel didn't want to go to that place. This suggests to me, brother pastor, that so often God places us there. And I stop by telling you this morning, no matter where you're placed, you just better know one thing, that the Lord has put you there. You see, Ezekiel didn't want to go to that mountain. And I know there have been times when all of us have been placed in position. We've gotten certain things in certain positions. We know that we didn't get there on our own. On our own ability. But we realize that the Lord has placed us there. Why are you there? God has placed you there. Wherever God placed you, the devils in hell will not be able to move you. Oh, we best realize that. Wherever God placed us, God lifts us up. No one can bring us down. If the Lord pulls you down, nobody will be able to lift you up. Or if the Lord just unclothes you, then nobody will be able to cover you up. But God, where it says, your secret sins will find you out. This is why God often tells us to confess our sin. God is a just God who will forgive us all of our sin. So then the Lord put him in that valley of dry bones. The question arises, who was this here? There was no one there to say amen. There was no one there to say, I don't like the way you preach and preach. There was no one there to talk about his family. There was no one there to talk about how you're living. There was no one there to say, well, I'll do and then don't do. The only witnesses the prophet had was a valley of open dry bones. This tells me, brother preacher, that we have to preach God's word and people don't want to listen. Because too many people today have religion like a faucet. They turn it on when they're warming. They turn it off when they get ready. This tells me that a man of faith of God have to preach to people even if they don't want to listen. This tells me that a preacher have to preach even when people don't want to hear. And there's time that they don't want to hear you either. You better believe it. You start telling them about their sin, about their wrongdoing, or they don't want to hear you. But we as God's people must proclaim his word. Not only does a preacher have to know what he is talking about, but he should also know who he is talking to. Any preacher who is trying to bring his people up to God's standards must know where they are. He must know where they are coming from. He must, as the prophet Ezekiel, walk around in the situation. So often the new pastors come out and they go around and they're ready to make change. dry bones. There are times you will see disconnected bones. Ezekiel got down with the bones. That is why Jesus was such a great preacher. He taught the people so that they could understand. No preacher can help anyone, but he is way up here and his people way down there. Preaching is making people understand. Jesus taught the people on that level. When he got ready to talk to a housewife about salvation, he told her about a woman who lost her home, got a broom and candle, and searched in every nook and corner until she found it. When Jesus taught the contractors, he told them about a wise builder and a foolish builder, one who built his house on the sand, one who built his house on a solid rock. But he talked to the shepherds. He talked to them about sheep and said, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." When he talked to farmers, he talked to them about sowing seeds. This is a lesson, brother pastor, that we need to copy after Jesus. We need to be able to communicate with people on their level. So many times we get to use big words and we fail to realize true words. We try to add too much to God's word. We don't need to add anything to God's word. We don't need to take anything away from it. All we need to do is just tell it like it is. There's no need to try to beautify God's word. Trying to beautify God's word is like a man trying to add brightness to the sun. Trying to beautify God's word is like a man trying to add whiteness to the snow. No need to try to beautify God's word. Oh, God's word to stand on his own. Well, I don't have anything new to tell you. Just came to tell you that he died on Calvary Cross for your sins and my sins. Right early on this morning, he rose again, declaring that all power is invested in the palm of my hand. So the prophet said, he got down with those bones, and the hand caused them to move around and about them. Well now, Ezekiel, since you have moved round and about them, since you have investigated the situation, now tell us, what about the bones? I hear Ezekiel saying that they are very dry. The flesh of the bones have been torn asunder by the beasts of the field in the wintertime. The bones have been picked bare by the fowls of the air in the summertime. The vultures have flown down those bones and picked them clean and left them to be bleached by the sun. The ligaments in the bones are all dried up. The wind has pitched down those old bones. The scavengers have torn them apart, all scattered them all over the valley. Head bone connected to knee bone over there. Ankle bone connected to head bone over there. Nothing laid intact. And the prophet said, "Oh, they're very dry. Not only are they very dry, but they're very many bones. There were many, many bones. There were headstrong bones. There were too headstrong to listen. There were neck bones. There were too stiff in sin to turn from the wrong to the right. That were shoulder bones that would not have to bear the infirmity of the weak. That were arm bones that would not embrace their brothers and sisters in love. That were knee bones that was not conscious of the fact that Jesus said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess." Oh, that were knee bones. The prophet stood there with him, looking at those dry bones, wondering. By that time, a question came to him. Son of man, have these bones lived? Now, if a normal man had asked people this question, I'm sure that the prophet would have said, "No, they can't live." But because God asked him, he was afraid to say no, because he thought God may have said yes. He was afraid to say yes because he thought said no, and we hear the prophet showing up his hand and saying, "Oh Lord God, be able to ask ourselves, Lord, I know. There will be times when you will start telling God about the troubles that you are having. Before you finish, something else will come. There will be burdens and situations. Lord, there will come a time when you need to go way down on bending knees, and say, Lord God, thou know. There will be times when they will talk about you, scandalize your name, criticize you, and call you everything but a child of God. And all of those times, you ought to go way down on bending knees and say, oh Lord God, thou know. All power is invested in the palm of your hand. Thou know. Let's break these long times a little bit for you to understand clearly. And drive on to any person who does not have Christ in their life. I don't care who they are, what they may have, where they live, what they wear. They don't have Jesus in their life. They're nothing but drive on. You will be going out proclaiming God's word to some tribe on us. You will be proclaiming God's word to those who already heard the word of God. Those that the prophet said have stood like a mighty God. You will be proclaiming, and there will be times that you won't be able to answer. You won't know if they can live or not. But oh, God knows. We pray that you will be able to sing like the prophet Ezekiel. Oh Lord God, I know. And listen, as Ezekiel stood there, the Lord said to him, saying, Lord, thou know. Now he's God saying to him, prophesize to these bones. Say to the bones, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And I say to you today, pastors, as you go out these sacred walls, you keep on preaching God's word. For God's word is able. God's word is able to give life to dry bones. God's word is able to proclaim God's word will cause God's people to stand up like my God. For if you keep proclaiming God's word, God's word is able to make those on the headphones that are still in sin turn from the wrong to the right.
And you stand